Task 3. You will hear a recording about the life of Ada Lovelace. For questions 19 to 30, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase from the recording, 4 words maximum, and transfer your answers to the answer sheet provided. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the options. 0 is the example.
Ada Lovelace was born Augusta Ada Byron on the 10th of December 1815 at 13 Piccadilly Terrace, London. She was the only child of the celebrated poet George Gordon Noel Byron, 6th Baron Byron, and his wife Anne Isabella Noel Milbank. Ada's parents' marriage was short and unhappy. A month after Ada's birth, and convinced that her husband was insane, Anne Byron left London with her infant child to visit her parents in Leicestershire. Lord Byron never saw either of them again. Ada was brought up in the sole custody of her mother, who kept her out of the limelight. She was educated to be a mathematician and a scientist because, it was said, her mother feared she might otherwise become a poet like her father. A lonely but imaginative child, Ada was taught by a series of tutors. She was fascinated from an early age by mechanical objects and toyed with the idea of designs for a flying machine powered by steam. On the 8th of July, 1835, Ada Byron married William King, 8th Baron King of Ockham. 3 years later, he was created Earl of Lovelace, and Ada King became Countess of Lovelace, and is today most commonly known as Ada Lovelace. The couple had 2 sons and a daughter, Anne Isabella, who became a noted equestrian and later married the poet and breeder of Arab horses, Wilfred Scawen Blunt. In adulthood, Ada Lovelace's interest in early computing drew much from her friendship with the fellow mathematician and computer pioneer Charles Babbage, whom she met aged 17 in June 1833. It seems likely that Babbage and Lovelace were introduced by the natural philosopher Mary Somerville, who was a mutual acquaintance. From the mid-1820s, Babbage had been working on plans for an automatic calculating machine. Babbage's demonstration of the difference engine had a profound effect on Lovelace, and her interest in mathematics was transformed from a duty to a joy. She attended lectures about the machine, examined the plans, studied and taught mathematics, and joined Babbage's social circle. And these years also saw a growing interest with betting on horse races. However, this preoccupation had serious consequences for her personal finances, leaving her dependent on several of her gambling associates. Ada Lovelace died, aged 36, at 6 Great Cumberland Place, London, on the 27th of November, 1852. At her request, she was buried next to her father in the parish church of St. Mary Magdalene in Hucknall. Ada Lovelace's contribution to computing, and notably to the development of programming, has been widely appreciated and commemorated with the emergence of computer science as a discipline in the mid to late 20th century. In 1979, a computer software language, the official language of the United States Department of Defense, was named Ada in her honor. Since 1998, the Lovelace Medal has been awarded by the British Computing Society to those who make an outstanding contribution to the understanding or advancement of computing. In 1993, a blue plaque was erected at her home at 12, formerly 10, St. James's Square, London, and commemorates her role as a pioneer of the computer. More recently, an International Ada Lovelace Day, held annually in October, has celebrated the achievements of women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Now listen again.
Ada Lovelace was born Augusta Ada Byron on the 10th of December 1815 at 13 Piccadilly Terrace, London. She was the only child of the celebrated poet George Gordon Noel Byron, 6th Baron Byron, and his wife Anne Isabella Noel Milbank. Ada's parents' marriage was short and unhappy. A month after Ada's birth, and convinced that her husband was insane, Anne Byron left London with her infant child to visit her parents in Leicestershire. Lord Byron never saw either of them again. Ada was brought up in the sole custody of her mother, who kept her out of the limelight. She was educated to be a mathematician and a scientist because, it was said, her mother feared she might otherwise become a poet like her father. A lonely but imaginative child, Ada was taught by a series of tutors. She was fascinated from an early age by mechanical objects and toyed with the idea of designs for a flying machine powered by steam. On the 8th of July, 1835, Ada Byron married William King, 8th Baron King of Ockham. 3 years later, he was created Earl of Lovelace, and Ada King became Countess of Lovelace, and is today most commonly known as Ada Lovelace. The couple had two sons and a daughter, Anne Isabella, who became a noted equestrian and later married the poet and breeder of Arab horses, Wilfred Scawen Blunt. In adulthood, Ada Lovelace's interest in early computing drew much from her friendship with the fellow mathematician and computer pioneer Charles Babbage, whom she met aged 17 in June 1833. It seems likely that Babbage and Lovelace were introduced by the natural philosopher Mary Somerville, who was a mutual acquaintance. From the mid-1820s, Babbage had been working on plans for an automatic calculating machine. Babbage's demonstration of the difference engine had a profound effect on Lovelace, and her interest in mathematics was transformed from a duty to a joy. She attended lectures about the machine, examined the plans, studied and taught mathematics, and joined Babbage's social circle. And these years also saw a growing interest with betting on horse races. However, this preoccupation had serious consequences for her personal finances, leaving her dependent on several of her gambling associates. Ada Lovelace died, aged 36, at 6 Great Cumberland Place, London, on the 27th of November, 1852. At her request, she was buried next to her father in the parish church of St. Mary Magdalene in Hucknall. Ada Lovelace's contribution to computing, and notably to the development of programming, has been widely appreciated and commemorated with the emergence of computer science as a discipline in the mid to late 20th century. In 1979, a computer software language, the official language of the United States Department of Defense, was named Ada in her honor. Since 1998, the Lovelace Medal has been awarded by the British Computing Society to those who make an outstanding contribution to the understanding or advancement of computing. In 1993, a blue plaque was erected at her home at 12, formerly 10, St James's Square, London, and commemorates her role as a pioneer of the computer. More recently, an International Ada Lovelace Day, held annually in October, has celebrated the achievements of women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
This is the end of the listening section. Now you have 2 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.